Good morning, everybody. Once again, my name is Jared Swartz, and I am the Student Ministries Director here at North Park. I've been at North Park for about 15 years, and this is the church that my beautiful wife, Elise, grew up in. Here's a picture that we've got of our family and our two beautiful daughters, Violet and Adele. Elise and I met at Moody Bible Institute, and when we got married, we graduated, and then we moved here and just got plugged in. We jumped right into serving in the youth ministry underneath Pastor John. A few years ago, I did become a certified biblical counselor, and it was amazing seeing the power of the gospel change people's lives. And it was just last August that I was called into this position of being the student ministry's director. It's been a blessing to work alongside my friends as we minister to middle school and high school students. They are hilarious. I'm talking about the students and the leaders. It's all fun. And today we've got the privilege of sending off the senior class as they graduate. It is awesome, for real. So seniors, since this is my last official opportunity to teach you, this message will be mostly directed to you. And church family, even though it's going to be directed at the graduating class, I do believe that God will use his word to minister to each of you. So for this message, we're going to continue in our church's current series. So we're going to look at the book of Ephesians. Let's jump into the next section and turn to Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 16. The verses are also going to be on the screen. Here is what the text says. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Let's pray. Father, our Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we can gather together and open up your word. And whatever's been going on this week in each of our lives, my prayer is that we would be able to lay it at your feet, trust that you are good, and be able to focus in on what you have for us this morning. Thank you for these seniors that are graduating. My prayer is that this would be an encouragement and a challenge to them, but also for everybody else listening. We love you. We want to honor you. So this morning, may you get all the glory. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, I do need to tell you a little bit more about myself. About 4 years ago, we moved to a new house in Comstock Park. We had a lot of stuff that we had packed up that we needed to move, and so there were actually quite a number of friends here that helped me move. And it was one of these items that we were moving I got asked about. Someone asked me, where should this tool go? Because they believed it belonged to Elise. Elise has most of the tools in our family. But this tool, this is mine. This is a Sawzall. It's got sharp edges, and it can hurt someone. I didn't want her to get hurt. I made sure I didn't let her use it. I used it. It was my tool. No one believed me. I was going on for about 5 minutes trying to explain this tool is mine. No, it's Elise's. No, it's my tool.
No, yeah, sure, Jared. It's yours. Yeah, sure.
No, it's really mine. And before we moved all this stuff into storage, I didn't know it, but my girls had stored a doll inside this bag. It's just the story of my life. Eric decided to unzip the bag, and this is what he found. Eric Franzen, love you, man. That doll does not belong to me. I'm just telling you, I do have tools. I don't have a pink toolbox that they play with tools. I don't have dress-up clothes for my tools. I've got real tools, okay? I'm just clearing the air. But I do have to admit, 1 year I did get a birthday gift from the Bryant girls. It was a nice little Barbie. So I do own one, okay? But we all know what it's like to receive a gift, whether it's a good gift or a bad gift or a surprise gift. And in this passage, we see that Jesus gave the church gifts that were people. So here we are. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers. The apostles were foundation builders commissioned by Christ to establish churches around the world. The prophets were mouthpieces of God, speaking God's word faithfully to people. The evangelists were able to proclaim and communicate the gospel in clear and persuasive ways. And the pastors and teachers, it's actually better translated as one word, a teaching pastor. These were those who cared for, protected, defended, and guided the local church, like a shepherd to his sheep. So seniors, I love this passage because it points us to something that's important. Hopefully through these years at North Park, you've experienced the love and the support that's gone before you in every part of the various ministries, whether it's from nursery all the way up through Breakaway. And as a church body, we've poured our time and energy into each of you. Our desire has been that you would know and experience more and more the love that God has for you through Jesus Christ. And our hope is that you would continue on this foundation that's been laid for you and that you would make your faith your own. So just a couple weeks ago, I was talking with somebody. I was sharing my testimony, and I was reflecting on when I was in middle school. I decided to get plugged into a church through middle school and high school. There were pastors, there were leaders, there were older students that cared for me and other young adults. They laid that foundation for me. It was instrumental for me in coming to know God and the plan that he has for me, the fact that he's provided a way for all of us to be forgiven of sin through Jesus Christ. And this cornerstone truth is one of the reasons why I love North Park, because it is foundational to everything that we do here. And being able to live that out with middle school and high school students is a blessing. Many of the student ministry leaders have gone through Breakaway themselves or ministry like Breakaway, and they're following in the footsteps laid out before them right now as they serve. So seniors, we're thankful for each of you. It's been an honor and a privilege to serve you, and we hope that you too would choose to follow in the footsteps that have gone before you and that you would choose to serve others. So God's given us this gift of leadership, the role of leaders, and what exactly is the role and our role as a church body, and what's God's purpose in giving us these gifts of leaders? We can read this in verse 12 to 13. It's to equip his people for works of service so the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So the goal of these foundational gifts has been to equip his people for serving so the body of Christ may be built up. It's similar to the construction process of building a house. There's plans and tools and procedures to get from here to here. To here. I had to have a Bob the Builder picture in there. It takes time. It takes work. It takes sacrifice. It takes more than one person to do it. It requires a lot from people to make sure that a house stands strong. In fact, just recently, there is a group of Breakaway students and families that went to the DR and helped build a house for a family. What a blessing that was. That's truly remarkable. And what Paul is describing here about the body of Christ being equipped and built up is similar. Church isn't a place where one person does all the work. God gives his spirit to his people, to those whom he has called and saved, so that we can serve. Seniors, you've experienced the examples of many here. Adults in the church, your own parents, breakaway leaders. You even served too. In fact, our purpose for high school students in Breakaway is to mobilize you and your potential to keep pursuing an authentic faith in Christ and to discover a personal mission for God. So now is the time where we hope that you, as a young adult, take that next step of faith and that you continue to get involved at church. A drill. A crowbar, a hammer, a triangle thing, and some gloves. And yeah, they belong to Elise. Okay. I'll put them back, okay? I bring these up because these are things that we use to serve with our hands, with energy. It takes time. We have to do something. These are useful. They're only useful if they're in our hands. One of my friends said recently that it's when you're serving that your faith really grows and comes alive. So seniors, whether you stick around town or you go off to college somewhere, get plugged into a church and serve. I mean, we'd love for you to stay here, but no matter what, choose to be an active part of a church body. Not everyone chooses this path. Not everyone understands how important it really is. But we want to see each of you grow up spiritually. All right, here's the next part, verse 14 to 15. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. In a very literal way, our goal at North Park has been to help you grow from this to this. All right, we did a competition called Pound Your Parents, where students versus their parents, and I just got to say, the students had it handed to them. They got destroyed. The parents are the best, okay? So that's our victory pose, and that's our goal. I mean, no, that's not our goal, to destroy the students. I mean, we want to see them grow up to become mature adults. And this kind of physical growth does come naturally, but that's not what Paul is talking about in this passage. Paul's pointing to the contrast between spiritual immaturity and spiritual maturity. And we see that laid out here, that immaturity is infancy or childhood, doctrinal instability, easily deceived by false teachers, and maturity looks like Christ-like virtues, growth and stability, and speaking the truth in love. Our immaturity is really any area in our lives where we are not yet measuring up to the stature of Christ. I'm going to say that again. Our immaturity is really any area in our lives where we are not yet measuring up to the stature of Christ. We're all naturally immature, and the goal is for us to become mature in Christ, for every part of our lives to reflect that of our Lord Jesus. And our goal in Breakaway has been to help you grow toward maturity by pointing you to Jesus. We echo Paul in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 28. Says, he is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. So seniors, spiritual maturity will not just come naturally. Yeah, you're growing up physically, but to become spiritually mature, to become like Jesus, it requires humility. It requires love. It requires a willingness to yield to God and to obey his word. It's a hard path, but it's a rewarding path. You're gonna face all sorts of challenges ahead of you. Different professors, philosophies, religions, and worldviews at college. You might even face challenges, disappointments, and hardships through a career. And really, there are so many temptations and choices you will be confronted with. I've got a few pictures to show. It's kind of random here. Are they going to load? Oh, yeah. Yep. Next one. A job. That's a hard job. That guy's working really hard. And then the next one. Yeah, all sorts of things ahead of you. That's what I had. So seniors, you're going to be better equipped if you're grounded in God's word and if you're plugged into a church serving in the body of Christ. Think about all the people here at North Park. Friends, family, leaders, even people you don't know. We're all here because we're choosing to grow toward spiritual maturity together. What I'm trying to say is today you've reached an awesome milestone in graduating, but it's only a step toward your next phase in life. So choose. Choose to follow after Christ with the rest of your life. It's a lifelong process of growth, but your choices impact all of us as a church family. Verse 16 reads, "From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work." We find this unity that Paul is talking about through loving service to one another. And Paul gives us a picture of a body that's functioning like it's supposed to. Okay, let's see here. I've got an example. Okay, I've got... here, okay? It's like a body that's functioning like it's supposed to, okay? All right, I'll put you right there. They're not mine, okay? Our church will grow through love and unity. And that happens when we're each doing our part, when we're each serving. That kind of life flows out of us because of the love that's first shown to us through Jesus. So think about these real tools, not the dolls. Think about the real tools. Where do you fit in? How can you serve? What kind of difference can you make? Remember, this isn't about one person doing all the work. This is a picture of a body where each person is doing their part. God's not looking for the best, the most intellectual, the most accomplished man or woman who never makes mistakes. No. God wants his people to be humble. He wants his people to be faithful, loving, forgiving. And that's how we're going to function properly as a body of believers. Our aim should be to grow into the character qualities of Christ. And this should be evident in our own lives and in the life of our church. Now, Phil just preached about that last week. We're dependent on Christ because he is our head. And we're dependent on each other because we're parts of the body. So we're united not only to Jesus, but also united to each other. So seniors, God has given each of you unique gifts to serve others, just like he gave the church, the foundation building church leaders, the different gifts and qualities and different roles. So each of you seniors, you've been given unique gifts. So don't compare yourself to others. Other people may have certain skills or talents that you admire. That doesn't mean you have to be exactly like them. Just celebrate what they're good at. If you try and copy them, you're just gonna get yourself frustrated. We don't need another them. We need a better you. You are not called to be made into the image of the person you're comparing yourself to. You are called to be transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. And this happens best when you're plugged into a church and when you're doing your part, when you're serving. So church family, these gifts and skills given us by Christ are not just to keep for ourselves. They're given us to share, to help others be transformed, and to help grow the body toward unity and love. These students are growing up physically, mentally, emotionally. They're transforming into adults right before our eyes, and now they're getting ready to launch into the world and make a difference. Our church has been an awesome place for these young adults to grow up in. We've seen it. And now's the time for them to take that next step forward. What are they going to accomplish? Who will they influence? What great things will be done for God's kingdom? We've had the privilege to do life alongside them for the time that God's given us. And seniors, our prayer from me, from our leaders, from all of us as a church body is for you to remain faithful to the gospel that you've heard preached so clearly here, and that you would walk in love and obedience to our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's some times in life when you just got to stop and look back. Think about some of the critical moments, some of those things that were choices that you had to make that brought you to where you are today. Today, that's one of those times. Seniors, think about how far you've come. All the years in school, all the friends you've made, all the textbooks you've had to carry around and read, all the homework assignments, all the late night papers you've had to write, maybe your parents helping on some of them. Think about the things you've been through. Disappointments, accomplishments, a lot has happened to you, and now here you are graduating. This is a major accomplishment and a wonderful milestone in your life. You may have made mistakes. You may have lost friendships. Maybe even lost close relationships. You probably wish you could have done something a little bit different. But take heart. God has not abandoned you. He is good, he does good, and he loves you. Thankfully, God does not define you by your worst mistakes. He doesn't define you by your best successes either. He defines you by whether or not you've trusted in Jesus Christ. So seniors, speaking to you on behalf of our whole church family, no matter what choices you make, we are not going to define you by your worst choices or your worst mistakes either. Our arms will always be open to you. So whether you make this a short visit to come visit us in the future, or you choose to make this your lifelong church home, which would be awesome, North Park considers you to be part of our family no matter what happens in your life. And we want you to know that this will always be a place where you can come back and you'll be welcomed and valued. So seniors, last part, I've got a challenge for you. Do not put off getting plugged into a church. Continue to serve in the areas where you're already involved, but no matter what, choose to serve. And consider this, when you're on your own, you will have a choice. It's a choice about waking up on a Sunday morning and coming to church. Making that choice is a choice to connect you to a community of people who care about you. Making that choice will also help you have that weekly reminder of the great grace offered us through Jesus Christ. So choose to come to church. We need you and we want you here. So figure out where you can serve. Maybe you're already serving, which is great, but maybe there's a ministry that has a need that you could fill. Or maybe you could just start something brand new. Just don't put off getting plugged in and serving, no matter where you are. And church family, here's my challenge for you all. Pray. Pray for these seniors. Consider how you can come alongside them. Be a friend. Do you have an open spot in your D group, your discipleship group? Maybe you have an open spot in your life group you can invite them to. Maybe you could give them a phone call or invite them to different events or things that you've got going on. You can even send them a care package or birthday card. These young adults, they need us to embrace them as peers, to challenge them, to encourage them, but also to be challenged and to be encouraged by them. I hope that all of us can think back and identify someone in our lives who chose to invest